From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the program with something quite different. We have a mass, which is not unique in and of itself, but it's a mass performed primarily on Moog synthesizer. In 1970, the Kama Sutra label issued an LP from the ensemble Caldera, the album Stabat Mater, a Moog Mass. A concept from the folks at BZ Productions, including producer, engineer, and Moog programmer Robert Margulef. Also, John Atkins, additional keyboardist, cellist Toby Sachs, tenor Robert White, narrator, producer, engineer Malcolm Cecil. This mass is in seven parts. The Mother Stood, Who is the Man, Share with Me the Pain, Virgin of Virgins, Make Me Carry the Death of Christ, In Flames May I Not Be Burned, and Christ, When I Leave This Life. In its entirety, here is Stabat Mater, a Moog Mass.
The mother stood sorrowful near the cross, crying, while hung there her son, whose soul was grieving and mourning, pierced with a sword. Oh, how sad and afflicted was that blessed mother of the only begotten one, who lamented and suffered. The holy mother, as she saw her wondrous son in pain.
Yeah.
Who is the man who would not weep seeing the Mother of Christ in such suffering? Who would not suffer also seeing the Mother of Christ sorrowing with her Son? For the sins of his people, she saw Jesus in torment under the whip. She saw her own sweet Son dying, desolate, as he gave up his spirit. O Mother, fountain of love, let me feel the strength of this pain that I may weep with you. Make my heart burn so brightly in loving Christ that I may be pleasing to him. Holy Mother, fix this pain of the crucified one in my heart strong.
Oh,
share with me the pain of your son, deemed worthy to suffer for me. Make me piously weep with you and suffer with you for his crucifixion until I have finished with living. I want to stand with you next to the cross and be your companion in mourning. Virgin of virgins, be not bitter with me now. Let me mourn with you. Make me carry the death of Christ. Make me the consort of his death and passion. Make me remember his suffering. Make me vulnerable to his torture. Let me be drenched with the blood of the cross of your Son. In flames may I not be burned on the day of judgment. Through you, Virgin, through you may I be defended on the day of judgment. Christ, When I leave this life, grant that through your mother, I may come to the palms of victory. When the body dies, let it be that my soul shall be given the glory of paradise. Amen.
Stabat Mater, a Moog Mass, performed by Caldera, including John Atkins and Robert Margolef on Moog synthesizers. The LP, Stabat Mater, a Moog Mass, released in 1970 on an obscure English label called Kama Sutra. Up next, we have music of Johann Sebastian Bach, returning to more conventional classical music here. We'll hear his sonata for flute and basso continuo in E major, BWV 1035. This was composed sometime during the 1740s, the piece resulting from a visit which the composer made in 1741 to King Frederick the Great of Potsdam. The king recently employed Bach's son Carl Philipp Emanuel as principal harpsichordist in his royal court. This sonata was dedicated to the king's personal valet and secretary, Michael Gabriel Fredersdorf, he and the king himself both being amateur flautists. The work in four movements, Adagio ma non tanto, Allegro, Siciliano, and Allegro assai, performed here by flautist Elaine Schaefer with George Malcolm on harpsichord and Ambrose Gauntlet, viola da gamba. Flute Sonata in E Major, BWV 1035, of Johann Sebastian Bach, as played by Elaine Schaefer on flute, with George Malcolm and Ambrose Gauntlet, harpsichord and viola da gamba, respectively. From an LP released in the mid-60s on His Master's Voice, the album Bach Flute Sonatas, Volume 2. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more information about Classics and Beyond, such as detailed show playlists, or access streaming audio of this and previous episodes of the series by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, show number 1706. We'll conclude the hour with a pair of duets for oboe and piano, courtesy of a CD called Oboe Fancies. Christine Griggs plays classics and curios for oboe and piano. Christine is an accomplished oboist from South Africa, and these sessions were recorded in Cape Town over an 8-year period. We'll listen first to her adaptation of the Three Gymnopédies by the French composer Erik Satie. These were composed as solo piano works, but they're played quite beautifully on the oboe, I think. And we'll close with music of the 20th century Polish composer Antoni Zelowski. We'll hear his Sonatine for oboe and piano, a work composed between 1945 and 46. The pianist on both of these recordings, Albi van Schalkwyk.
Thank you.
two selections from the album Oboe Fancies. Christine Griggs plays classics and curios for oboe and piano. It's a collection of pieces either transcribed for those two instruments or composed specifically for oboe and piano. We heard an example of both. We began with a transcription of the Three Gymnopédies by Erik Satie. And lastly, a very rhythmic and inventive work from the Polish composer Antoni Zalowski from the mid-1940s, Sonatine for oboe and piano. Other composers represented on this recording include George Friedrich Handel, Mary Chandler, Neil Butterworth, John Field, and Gabriel Fauré, among several others. Christine Griggs featured on oboe with either Albi van Schalkwyk or Gordon Beasley supplying piano accompaniment. This album, released in 2016 on Oboe Classics, a small record label based in the UK, specializing in the release of classical music for the oboe. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And once again, the address for our blog and website for much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.